Chapter 31, Truth. Four Pathways to Truth. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." This chapter outlines what this truth might be and how to find it. Following is a discussion of how four dimensions of truth work together to help us expand healing power and improve our ability to manage suffering. The four pathways to truth are scientific truth, spiritual truth, personal truth, truth of the spoken word. First, scientific truth. The laws of physical science. We want to know how the world works and we want to get it right. We can do this on the physical plane through controlled experiments where scientific laws emerge as immutable facts of life. Water freezes at 32 degrees every time. Such measurable certainty is not possible on the spiritual plane. Here too, there are absolute truths and laws, but no controlled experiments, blood tests, or x-rays to help us discover their precise nature. Nevertheless, recent advances in healthcare research reveal a relationship between spirituality and healing. We know people who have a spiritual practice have better outcomes in medicine, surgery, mental health, and in fighting addiction. From these and similar studies, we can infer, but not prove, the nature of spiritual truths. The second dimension is spiritual truth. This has to do with the laws of metaphysical science. Great religious traditions and their teachers attempt to outline for us the laws and principles that govern the universe beyond the physical plane, hence the term metaphysical truth. We cannot measure metaphysical truths with precision. For example, there is no absolute proof by scientific means for the existence and nature of God. This leaves room for interpretation and disagreement. In the vast array of spiritual books and teachers, we find a variety of conflicting ideas and beliefs. How can we determine the nature of spiritual truth? The scientific method in metaphysics. To verify spiritual truth, we accept no idea on blind faith. Instead, we decide for ourselves via experimentation. The laboratory is human experience. The test tube is the body. Our tools are the built-in equipment of the body: consciousness, energy, reason, feeling, intuition, and direct personal experience. We use these tools when we practice any of the spiritual disciplines described in this work. Testing a new idea in the laboratory of direct personal experience. Consider the method of spiritual study described in chapter 16. In this chapter, we study contemplation as a powerful tool for determining truth. We can see which ideas work for us by realizing them through practice. In this lesson, we learned how to realize a spiritual idea through the following six steps: choose a topic, study, affirm, act, introspect, mastery. For example, we might want to explore whether compassion and forgiveness heal anger and depression. By practicing the six-step method of contemplation, we can test this theory. Testing a new idea is like trying on glasses to see which lens gives the clearest vision. If an idea fits, we have better eyesight and can see life more clearly. However, some ideas will not prove plainly true or false for years. For example, the Hindus and Buddhists speak about karma and reincarnation. Christ recommended unconditional love as the ticket into the kingdom of heaven. These are very powerful ideas that may or may not be true. Rather than accepting or rejecting them, we might put these ideas on as one would glasses, and over time see if they help us see more clearly or create blurred vision. Each of the spiritual methods described in this work give us an opportunity to test new ideas in the laboratory of personal experience. We can prove or disprove a new idea by developing a spiritual practice. Personal truth. Introspection. In the chapter on transformation of emotion, we learned how to find personal truth or self-knowledge through introspection. As in the metaphysical realm, there's no blood test or x-ray to help us determine personal truth. Nevertheless, we can succeed in discovering the truth of our lives by learning how to introspect. In introspection, we learn to work with and through our painful problems. Pain is the teacher bearing the gift of truth and self-knowledge. Transformation of emotion. Please review Chapter 23, The Transformation of Emotion. This chapter teaches us how to extract the important information hidden in our pain. Pain is the teacher of the lessons we need to learn and the spiritual qualities we need to develop. When we stay with our pain, we get to the truth. Denial and suppression. The greatest barrier to the discovery of personal truth is our desire to avoid suffering. The truth often hurts. When we deny or suppress the painful truths about our lives, we create distortion and self-deception. Distortion and delusion. Although we think we know what is going on as the story of our lives evolves, all of us have distorted thinking. The mind, however marvelous and amazing, is not always precisely accurate. Bias, prejudice, and fixed false ideas result in our holding unrealistic ideas about ourselves, others, and life. Distorted thinking occurs especially during times of high emotion. All of us have had painful experiences with associated thinking patterns that color later experiences in negative, distorted ways. Some people have experiences that appear to be real, but are actually delusions or hallucinations. We cling to irrational or frankly delusional ideas as though they were true to the point that they interfere with our functioning or safety. Technique. Following is a process that can help us use suffering to discover the deeper truths of our personal story. In this process, we go within to seek guidance from our higher power and soul, the center of truth within ourselves. The technique has four steps. Create a safe healing space. Ask for help from your higher power. Let the story unfold. Spiritualize the story. Step 1, create a safe healing space. Sit quietly and use your breathing and meditation techniques to bring in as much stillness as you can. Step 2, ask for help from your higher power. Ask for guidance from the infinitely intelligent power that is truth itself. Open yourself to the wisdom of the great teacher. Ask the teacher, what is the meaning of my suffering? Direct me to the lessons I need to learn. What mistakes have I made that need correction? What flaws do I have? Ask for elimination of all that is untrue and illumination of the truth. Step 3, let the story unfold. Bring your pain to awareness and accept the pain as an honored guest and teacher. It carries valuable information about your life's meaning and purpose. Gently enter the center of the pain and let it tell its story. Let the story unfold in whatever direction it naturally takes. Do not resist, fight, repress, or deny anything. Observe your thoughts, feelings, and bodily sensations. Avoid nothing. Do not rush the process. Accept whatever shows up precisely as it is. The purpose of this exercise is to find the truth about ourselves, no matter how uncomfortable we may be. This may be difficult at first because of the ego, which we have already learned resists change and clings to outmoded ideas. The soul, on the other hand, is willing to go through a process of fearless introspection for the sake of the truth. It is not afraid to be wrong or to change. It wants to find and correct flaws and mistakes in order for us to become better people. Acknowledge the ego's version of the story. Although incapable of introspection, it may give you some valuable information. For example, the ego may be right when it finds fault with others. However, the ego gets stuck in self-righteous anger. We become prisoner of our own emotions and miss opportunities for growth. It is easy to find fault with others and hard to look within. However, we cannot correct our flaws unless we find them. To get to the truth about ourselves, we need to get past our ego and self-righteousness. We can do this when we use our pain to find out the truth, not just about others, but also about ourselves. Even as the ego tries to hide our faults by blaming others, the truth-seeking soul will guide us to the deeper truths within. Through a process of fearless introspection, we can use our pain to find our mistakes and flaws. As the ego and emotions tell their story and finally wind down, shift toward introspection. As you look inward, remain gentle and compassionate with yourself. Ask your higher power and soul to guide you to the truth, whatever it might be. In the light of soul truth, acknowledge your strengths and accomplishments as well as your problems. Create a list of problems, including flaws, mistakes, bad habits, attachments, and distorted ideas. Step 4, spiritualize the story. When you finish letting the story unfold, you should have a good idea of your strengths and accomplishments as well as your weaknesses. Now it is time to spiritualize the story. Here we recognize the purpose of the pain, replacing flaws with spiritual qualities. Guided by these qualities, the story unfolds in the direction of the spirit. Consult your problem list and the spiritual alphabet. In response to each problem, choose one or a combination of spiritual qualities. If angry and self-righteous, you may need more understanding, compassion, and forgiveness. If anxious and insecure, you might need courage, strength, and perseverance. If guilty and ashamed, you may need acceptance and forgiveness for yourself. Remember not to focus on the problem, which will only strengthen its grip. Instead, place all of your attention on the chosen healing quality and let these qualities be your guide. Bring all of your thoughts, feelings, and actions into alignment with the healing qualities. As we replace our imperfections with spiritual qualities, the soul expands. Know that you are in the presence of truth when you experience peace, compassion, love, patience, kindness, forgiveness, courage, humility, and other of the wonderful qualities listed in the spiritual alphabet. We've studied scientific truth, spiritual truth, and personal truth. And now we're going to look at the fourth pathway to truth called speaking truth. The great power of the spoken word. When we tell ourselves the truth, we gain self-knowledge. We also need to speak the truth in our relationships. The goal of communication is the welfare and benefit of all. This is difficult when there is conflict and when emotions are running high. When distraught, our words may be true, but are often unnecessarily forceful and destructive. We have great power to create harm or good with the spoken word. Impeccable truth guided by sweetness of speech. To combat negative communications, we can align our intent with the truth of the spoken word. However, truth spoken without kindness may be destructive. Sweetness of speech buffers the potential harshness of truth. The spoken word laced with truth and tempered with kindness incites effective communication and skillful problem solving. Following is an exercise combining impeccable truth and sweetness of speech. 1. Avoid gossip, criticism, judgment, debate, and harsh words. 2. Align all of your thoughts and speech with the soul qualities listed in the spiritual alphabet. 3. Speak truth with compassion and kindness. 4. Practice open-minded discussion. 5. Listen, 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 and then listen some more. And 6. Be aware that your word has the vibratory power to spread truth, healing, and love. Our speech is a reflection of who we are. When we cultivate love, our thoughts, words, and actions naturally follow suit. Truth is love. In this chapter, we reviewed 4 pathways to truth. 1, scientific truth. Here we use research methods to discover the immutable laws of nature with measurable certainty. 2, metaphysical truth. Here we use the laboratory of human experience to discover higher laws through the practice of spiritual disciplines. 3, personal truth. Here we use fearless introspection to gain self-knowledge. And 4, the truth of the spoken word. In this domain, we speak the truth guided by sweetness of speech. These 4 distinct routes to truth are connected. They work together. In each of the 4 methods, we can study ourselves to learn about the ultimate nature of reality. We can do this because the design of a human being reflects the design of the universe. We are a microcosm of the macrocosm. Our mind is a reflection of the universal mind. Our soul is a droplet of the great ocean of spirit. We are made of the same powerful intelligence that creates, operates, and sustains the universe. Whether we follow the path of science, metaphysics, our personal story, or the spoken word, we discover the same truth. Pain management, step 8, and spiritual practice, step 9, lead to the realization of our soul and spirit, step 7, as the peace, love, and joy we crave, steps 1 through 10. When we manage our pain skillfully and practice spiritual discipline, we shall know the truth, and it shall make us free. That truth is love. All paths lead to love. Love is a fundamental solution to all of our problems. Physical science will prove it. Metaphysicians already know it. We can verify it in our personal story, and we can demonstrate it with the power of our word. Love is the law. It is the answer to the cosmic puzzle, and it is God herself. Points to remember. The universe operates by law. We can study ourselves to understand the laws that govern the universe. All of the spiritual methods described in this work lead to the discovery that our soul and spirit are comprised of the unlimited peace, love, and joy we crave. We can know this through direct personal experience. The pursuit of truth leads to the experience of these qualities. God is love. We can know this love in silence and express it in words and deeds as service. Then we know the peace that surpasses understanding. This is the law. This is the truth. Truth is not to be found by anybody who has not got an abundant sense of humility. If you would swim on the bosom of the ocean of truth, you must reduce yourself to zero. Mahatma Gandhi. Dishonesty is a barrier to spiritual growth. Telling the truth to ourselves, however difficult, is liberating. Personal truth reflects metaphysical truth. Our personal story fits into the cosmic story. In discovering meaning in our personal life, we discover the meaning of life. Follow love and keep your eyes open. Everything will fall into place. Affirmations. I establish myself as a center of truth. Truth heals. I take time daily to reflect upon the power of my word. I am true to myself. I am true to others. My word has the power to carry the truth. My word is powerful, positive, and passionate. I speak truth guided by sweetness of speech. I only speak what is true, necessary, and kind. I perceive truth when I am equal to all others. I live in truth when I am in love. I live in truth when I am compassionate. I live in truth when I am of service. I live in truth when I'm at peace. I live in truth when I recognize beauty. I live in truth when I am good. The intentions of my words are love qualities. Otherwise, I do not speak. The discovery of truth is the driving force of my life. Exercises 1. Ultimately, it is up to you to decide what truth is at both the individual and cosmic levels. Describe the four methods for discovering truth identified in this chapter. How might these methods help you discern for yourself the nature of truth? 2. Discuss how the four types of truth help us expand healing power, become more skillful pain managers, and evolve spiritually. 3. What is the greatest barrier to self-knowledge? 4. How does the ego interfere with our ability to discover truth? 5. Can you think of a time when your thinking was incorrect and how you came to know the truth later? 6. Describe a time when you used denial to avoid a painful truth. What helped you discover the truth? 7. Describe the method for discovering personal truth through introspection. 8. How does the soul guide us to truth during introspection? 9. Describe how you can use the light of your soul qualities to discover and eliminate false or destructive thoughts. 10. In psychiatry, the question of healthy spirituality versus spiritual psychosis often comes up. How can you tell the difference? This is a complex question beyond the scope of this work. Having said that, here are 3 guidelines to help you decide. Focus on 1, safety, 2, functioning, and 3, healing qualities. That's safety, functioning, and healing qualities. If a thought, feeling, desire, or action leads to safety, functioning, and the growth of healing qualities, it is good. On the other hand, if a thought, feeling, desire, or action leads to danger to self or others, reduced functioning, and a reduction in healing qualities, it is more likely psychotic or a distortion of the truth. Let peace, love, joy, patience, kindness, gentleness, compassion, understanding, forgiveness, safety, and functioning be your guide. Roll the universal healing wheel to stay spiritually healthy. 11. Describe the battle between the self-righteous ego and the fearless introspection of the soul. 12. Describe how speaking truth guided by sweetness of speech helps us communicate and solve problems. 13. How do the 4 types of truth work together to help us discover the metaphysical laws that govern the universe?